Well, in the studio with us today, we've got Coach Brock Kanagy, and he's the new West Plains Zizzer High School football coach for the varsity and the JV and the freshman crew as well. And Coach, first time here at the station. Glad to have you in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk some Zizzer football this year. First of all, how are the numbers for the team this year?
Our numbers are looking up. We're in the mid-70s, and kids are having a great time, and we're having a really good summer.
Okay, let's talk about Zizzer football. What can we expect from the Zizzers this year offensively?
Offensively, Coach Ackland is our offensive coordinator. Brought him in. He's a former player of mine, and he just retired from the CFL, and he's got a lot of offensive ingenuity, I guess I could say. We are a spread team, a lot of shifts and a lot of athletes out there on the field. We like to play fast. We are a no-huddle team. We try to catch the defense at a disadvantage, play a little quicker pace and play more athletes.
Okay, now what can we expect out of the Zizzer defense this year?
Well, I'm the defensive coordinator, as you know, and so we run an attacking style defense, and I like to attack the offense from all different angles, and I'm kind of the same way. I like to have 11 athletes on the field, and that's one thing that I'm blessed with here at West Plains is we have a lot of really good athletes coming back.
Okay, now you touched on it there just a second. Got some new coaches with your crew this year, so tell us about your coaching staff.
I do have a bunch of new coaches. Coach Ackland is our offensive coordinator. He'll coach the receivers and the quarterbacks. Coach Tim Smith, he's not a new coach, but he's been coaching middle school for the last couple of years. He is coming up. Actually, Tim Smith is doing a lot this year. Tim Smith is still our head middle school coach, but he is also coaching at the varsity level, and he's coaching our running backs. We got a former Zizzer in Kyler Stowers to come back and coach, and he is coaching our wide receivers. Coach Crawford has been with us, the last couple of years as an offensive line coach, and he does a great job, and I was blessed to be able to keep him around. He does a great job with the offensive line. And then on the defensive side, I've got a bunch of new guys. Coach Brenton Bush, he just retired from the U.S. Marines. He's a former player, and he coaches our defensive backs, and he does a fantastic job. And another new coach, this will be his first year coaching, Adam Niehaus. He coaches our linebackers. He's a former linebacker of mine, played for me, so he knows what to expect. This is a defense that he ran for me at Liberty, so he really understands the concepts of what I'm trying to achieve. And then defensive line, we have Jared Davis. Jared Davis, actually, I did coach him a long time ago. He's actually one of the older guys with me. I hate to tell his age and everything. But he has coached here at West Plains before, but I got him to come back out and coach, and he does a great job with our defensive line. But, yeah, five of the eight coaches that we have, this will be their first year coaching varsity football. So it's going to be exciting.
Well, everybody's got to start somewhere, so we're welcome and happy to have them here at West Plains. Now, this is not your first year. How many years have you coached?
This is my 31st year.
Okay, now tell the folks where all you've been a coach at.
So I started off my career. I always laugh because my very first job was actually at Junction Hill. I was going to be an aide at Junction Hill. And then I got a phone call from Buffalo High School and one of my former football coaches. And he talked me into going to Buffalo High School. And so I ended up never even going to Junction Hill. I went to Buffalo, and I coached 1 year at Buffalo High School. And then I came back and went and ended up going back to Liberty High School. And then I was at Liberty High School for 28 years. And I coached at Liberty, you know, for 25 of those, I was an assistant under Coach Ackland. And then the last three, I was a head coach. Coach Ackland went down to be with Coach Harry at Mountain Home. And I took over as head coach there. And then the last 2 years, I've been here at West Plains. You know, one as a defensive coordinator, and one I was just a position coach.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of the players this year. Now, I've heard a lot of talk. Like, we've always had good kicking here in the last 4 or 5 years, but we've been very, very lucky there. Who's going to be doing the kicking duties for us this year?
Okay, so Reed Cobb will be our kicker. Reed Cobb, he kicked for us a lot last year. Reed is a really consistent kicker and just a great kid. He's a super hard worker. You know, practice was over with at 6:30, and you hear something and you walk out and there's Reed still kicking, you know, and it's 7 o'clock. I mean, he really puts in the work. He does a great job.
Okay, now then, what else do we need to talk about? What have you been doing this summer? What have the boys been doing?
Oh, goodness. This summer has been a busy summer. We have lifted weights. We've done a lot of I'm really into functional strength, and we try to do things kind of unorthodox, and try to make better athletes. Mr. Bush, being a retired Marine, has had some great ideas on conditioning, and so we have mixed in a lot of military training, just unorthodox stuff to condition the muscles, and you know, we're just hoping to be in better shape than other teams. That's one thing that I learned from an early age is, you know, that everybody has great athletes and everybody has great X's and O's. But sometimes it comes down to who's in better shape and who's a little bit mentally tougher than the other team. So that's really what we've been focused on, is mental toughness, you know, along with, you know, the team bonding and doing everything for your brother and worrying more about them than you do yourself. Family is a big thing for us. Everything that we do, we try to do it together.
Okay. Now, last year was the first year for the Ozark Mountain Conference, and we did pretty good in the Ozark Mountain Conference. Who do you think is going to stand out this year in the conference?
You know, last year the conference was really dominated by Branson. Of course, the biggest school in our conference. You know, 100 kids standing on the sideline and some really good players, really good coaches. You know, 15, 16 coaches standing over on the sideline, a bunch of them, guys my age, you know, a couple of them probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, they graduated some really good kids. And so I really kind of expect them to, I'm not saying drop off, but I think they'll level out a little bit and not be quite as good. Rogersville was really young last year, and they give us a very good game both times we played them. You know, they picked up a Hall of Fame coach this year in Joel Wells. I expect them to be much improved and be very good. Bolivar is Bolivar. They just don't ever seem to drop off much. They're very consistent. And they got Coach Clarity, I think is how you say his name. You know, he was the head football coach for SBU, and now he's the head football coach for Bolivar. So they're going to be good again. Carl Junction has big numbers. Their offensive line, defensive line were massive. They were very big, had a couple really good athletes. Their young class was really good. So I expect them to be much improved and really good up front. That is kind of the great thing about this conference. You know, the Ozark Conference, you know, I called it Murder's Row because every week you were playing probably a top 10 team. The thing that that is different about the Ozark Mountain Conference is it's more Class 4 schools, you know, one Class 5. But I feel like it's a really even playing field for the most part. You know, everybody has their strengths and everybody has their weaknesses. You know, I really think this year is going to be a dogfight. I think everybody is really going to match up well. It's just whoever can come out and take care of the ball that night and be, you know, minimize their mistakes, I think we'll have the best chance to win.
Even with Branson last year being as good as they were, West Plains hung with them there for about three quarters, and that was pretty impressive.
That's funny you say that. I was watching that film yesterday with some of the other coaches, and we were watching that film. And, you know, we had about a rough three-minute patch. And if it wasn't for that rough three-minute patch, it's right to the last snap. I mean, we were right with them. You know, the one thing that I learned really fast about whenever I came here to West Plains is these kids are tough and they're gritty. They will battle. They'll battle to the last whistle. They just have good work ethic. They're tough. So I really, you know, I'm excited to come out and get to see where we stack up against everybody.
Okay, we're going to start off the season. I believe it's the 25th, isn't it?
29th.
29th, okay. I was close. Okay, the 29th. And our old buddy Steve Airy down there in Mountain Home. Steve used to coach up here and from there. Steve's bringing the Mountain Home Bombers in this year. We're going to host our home opener. So what do you think we can expect from Steve and the Mountain Home Bombers? They were very good last year.
They were very good last year, and they're going to be very good this year because they're coached by Steve Airy and Darren Ackland. And those guys are both Hall of Famers. They truly are. I've learned a lot from them. So when I talk about them, I know what I'm talking about. I've learned a lot from them. I've stood right beside them. They're going to be physically tough. If you play Steve Airy's teams, that's the number one thing that you're going to face is physicality. Once you get past the physicality, they're going to be disciplined. They're not going to make many mistakes. They take care of the ball. Coach Ackland, you know, I coached beside him for 20-some years. And his offense it's very efficient. You know, that's honestly, I think that's the best word to evaluate his offense. It's efficient. They don't waste a lot of movement. Sometimes you're like, well, that's just really basic. It may be basic to the, you know, public's eye, but they're probably blocking it three or four different ways. You know, there's a lot of little neat features that he has in his offense. And they have good athletes. They're going to be, you know, they have good speed. Their track team is very good. And if your track team is really good, that usually tells me that your football team is going to be pretty good because you're going to have speed. And it's hard to beat speed.
Okay. So anything else we need to talk about?
No, we're just really excited to get this season going. You know, we go this week, or excuse me, this next week, we go to Branson for team camp. Be another chance for us to get some film against live opponents and evaluate. And then we'll come back August 11th and get it rolling. You know, we're really happy. We've had so much support. Our quarterback club has really supported us well. The community supported us well. We appreciate all the support that we get here in the community, and we just want to represent the community as best we can.
All right. Well, we'll be talking a lot this year, and we welcome you to the Train studios here, and don't be a stranger. You're always welcome. And of course, we'll have the coaches show in the pregame this year, so we'll be talking every week about Scissor football, so glad to have you aboard.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, that's Coach Brock Kanagi, and he's the new Scissor head football coach.